Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, this has been a very interesting week, especially for the MAHA movement. And if you haven't been paying attention, well, luckily we have. And we've been following some very critical measures that have been taking place over at the CDC. Now, as many of you guys know, RFK Jr. has been shaking up the CDC because he's had enough of the CDC being so, let's just say, bought off by Big Pharma. Joining me now to discuss is Tom Redds. He's an incredible attorney. He is a freedom fighter, especially when it comes to medical freedom. And he joins us now on the program. Tom, thank you for joining us. I'm excited that you're here because there's a lot of great changes happening over at the CDC. And although it's slowly happening, we're very optimistic. Obviously, this big change happening yesterday, they're looking to tweak the recommendations for the measles vaccines, which includes protections against chickenpox. Your reaction to the changes that were voted on yesterday?
Well, this is really just common sense, right? So if we look at this, the MMRV vaccine, which is the MMR vaccine plus the chickenpox vaccine, is much like every other childhood vaccine, improperly studied, understudied, and the follow-ups have really been, at best, weak. There really just isn't much. So this is a very sensible move. The risk of seizures that they talked about yesterday versus the case fatality rate of these various diseases is it's huge, right? So with the seizures, I believe they're looking at in some cases I think they're saying up to 3 to 5%, right? Mm-hmm. When you look at the case fatality rate of a lot of these diseases, you're looking at 0.01 to 0.05%. I mean, you're looking at sometimes almost, just tens and tens of tens higher risks that over the risk of the disease. The diseases aren't that dangerous. Nobody dies from chickenpox, right? Nobody mm-hmm. dies from rubella. And it's not just because of the vaccines. It's because the diseases just aren't that dangerous.
Yeah. And I think it's important for folks to remember that. Now, the CDC is meeting again today, and they're looking to vote potentially on the hepatitis B vaccines, it looks like, as well, which is very strange. Can you break down what the current recommendation is and what potentially they're going to be looking to vote on? Because I was shocked. Now, obviously, I'm not a parent, so I learned this when I was talking to my friends who are becoming parents, when they were told, or when the hospitals tried to grab their newborns just a couple of hours after being born, and they were being given this vaccine, and it took a lot for the parents to step in and shut it down before they were able to do it. But why the heck are we giving these vaccines to newborns?
So there's no good reason at all. This is one of the most mind-blowing things ever. One of the things that we need to really start out with is understand that every single, and I've went through every one of them, I went through every single childhood vaccine on the schedule, and I looked at the studies, the original studies to approve them. Not one of those studies was without major flaws. Then once the vaccines are approved and on the schedule, there's no follow-up. There's only VAERS. Now, VAERS, according to the law and according to everything, is not reliable because nobody reports. They're supposed to, but they don't. So there's no reporting system, no follow-up to determine whether these flawed studies actually were flawed. So what's happened is Big Pharma will do flawed studies to get approved because they own HHS. They get the approval, and then no one follows up to determine the actual safety or efficacy. So when Bobby's talking about safety efficacy studies, that's what he's saying. And the Hep V vaccine is one of the most profound examples, right? The Hep B vaccine is something where unless mom has hepatitis, there's absolutely no reason to give it. Hepatitis B is something transmitted through drug use or sharing needles or unsafe sex practices. How many infants are doing that? And the answer is none, right? So there's no benefit to doing this. And you can test mom to see if she has Hep B. And if mom is not out, engaging in unsafe practices, it's pretty clear that mom probably doesn't have Hep B. So this is something that that has absolutely no benefit for a vast, vast, vast majority of the population, but does put the children at risk. The only reason they're pushing this is because pharma makes money on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's disturbing that that's the reason. But again, we've been talking about this for quite some time, that how financially motivated they are to push these vaccines onto newborns. Tom, I have to ask, and I'm you know, very curious what you're going to answer this, because I am someone who has a lot of friends who are having children right now, and they don't know what vaccines to give their kids. They're looking at the recommendations and they're overwhelmed. There's so many studies out there that show that, yeah, they're safe and effective, but there's all these other type of factors that they don't know about because they're not experts on this issue. What would you recommend for new parents who are looking at the childhood vaccine recommendations right now? What should be a top priority, if any, of these vaccines at all?
I'm going to be real honest with you. One of my great regrets is that I vaccinated my children. I was pro-vax, very pro-vax up until COVID. And then I learned what I learned, and I started, and I've gone through it. I've literally went through every single one of these, and I wouldn't give my child one of them. Not one of them, in my opinion, has been properly proven safe or effective. And I would debate any expert out there on this without hesitation, because there really isn't proper study, proper follow-up. There's insinuations, there's suggestions, there's all sorts of things. But when you look at the study design of all of these, there's a couple of very common themes that you see in all these studies. So they will have small sample sizes that can't possibly capture some of these more rare side effects. And you've got to understand that a lot of these vaccines are there to prevent diseases that have such a low risk of death that they provide very little, if any, benefit at all. I mean, chickenpox, when we were kids, you would have chickenpox parties, so your parents could just get it done, right? So everybody got it at once, and you didn't have to worry about it. Nobody dies from chickenpox, right? But when you look at the studies across the board, we have all these vaccines, and most of these diseases aren't all that dangerous. And then when you look at, some of the diseases that are more dangerous, like polio, everybody wants to talk about polio. The studies that say that the polio vaccine were safe, the studies that it was approved on really weren't that good. And polio has been, very well documented. The drop in polio had a lot less to do with the vaccine than it did with sanitation practices and all the different things that changed as we came to the modern era. The timing made it look very coincidental. But not one of these studies, not one of these vaccines has been approved on a proper gold standard study that would pass, pass real muster if anybody was looking into it. Not one. And I say that not as a scientist. I say it as an attorney who's spent the last 5 years spending every moment of his time looking at how I would cross-examine someone on this, right? It's just, there's no answers.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's disturbing. It really is disturbing, Tom, that this is still an ongoing issue here, because it's been going on for many, many years. And there's a lot of people out there who are trying to shun those who come forward and ask these simple questions and try to question the legitimacy behind a lot of these vaccine data that they keep pouring out there. But again, they don't want us talking about that. But I wanted to shift our attention a little bit, because yesterday we were covering it. RFK Jr., alongside with Dr. Oz, they came out to talk about organ harvesting. And ultimately, there's a lot of reforms going on. It sounds like, and I know, America First Legal is digging into this a little bit more, but it sounds like under the Biden regime, there was a lot of financial incentives that were given to hospitals based on how many more organ transplants that they were able to get donors from. There was also DEI that they're accusing them of potentially participating in, maybe prioritizing someone else on the list based on those standards. And so while, America First Legal is digging into this, RFK Jr. has said he's seen enough, he's had enough, and he's ready to work on some reforms right now. Some of those reforms include an agency that he's accusing of very, very concerning accusations. It's called Life Alliance Organ Recovery Agency, and they're based out of the University of Miami Health System. They're one of their divisions there now. They're one of 55 organ procedure organizations, but ultimately what HHS is accusing them of is they're claiming that at least 28 patients may have not been deceased at the time that their organs were being harvested. And obviously that's something that's extremely concerning. So they're one of the groups that the administration is looking to block from being able to continue to participate in all of this, because that is extremely reckless and inhumane to do. What is your reaction to the changes that are being made right now by HHS, who's continuously actually, and I should say, that they are still investigating a lot of these groups, so it's still ongoing, but they're making some immediate changes right now?
They need to. I mean, this is horrifying. I got, much like vaccines, I used to be a fan of the whole organ donation thing, but it's horrific. Not only are there the 28 cases that you mentioned, there's another statistic out there showing that 73 of 351 reviewed cases, patients displayed neurological signs that they weren't compatible with brain death, yet they moved and they pushed through this stuff anyways. Understand that this whole thing is at best flawed and at worst corrupt. There's a lot of money in organ harvesting, right? So when you harvest the organs, you know, there's organ harvesting itself, but then each surgery that you get from those, some hospitals making a lot of money off of that. So there's a lot of financial incentives in this. And you may say to yourself, well, that doesn't matter. No hospital would do that, except for then you go back to COVID, where we saw and we can prove and we can demonstrate that these hospitals were knowingly doing things that were killing patients for financial gain.
Tom Renz, thank you for all the incredible work you're doing and joining us this morning. Give him a follow on X.
You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. But for the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theoxygenstore.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I
like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, theoxygenstore.com.